You are listening to Dante's Inferno. I am Dante, your host for this evening. Put your fucking feet up, get yourself a drink, get comfortable, and get ready to change your fucking life.
Cool, man. So record button is on, and to start real quick, there's a program that, because I know you do coaching for dating, there's a program that Alex Becker just released called the Tower Program. It's like $300. I'll shoot you the link to it. There's like four really pretty good free videos where he talks about how to build a coaching system. So if you kind of just take that, you can kind of get the framework.
Okay.
The program's only $300. I recommend picking that up. It's super affordable, and he teaches you how to do everything from scratch, how to use this this website that he has that he's going to give you for free. He's going to give you his marketing email automation system for free. But
okay, perfect.
Even if you just want to build like an email list with an autoresponder and like an opt-in page, like theoretically you could use MailChimp to do all that for free. But if you pick up his program, he's going to give it to you all for free. So that was like one thing that.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll check that out. There's just one problem at the moment that I can't do online banking. So I'll have to wait a bit. But if I know there's this program, I will use it in the future, definitely.
What's up with online? Why can't you do online banking? Are you like a fucking criminal or something?
No, I'm too young.
Oh, how old are you, man?
15.
No shit. I thought you were like 20 fucking five or something. God damn.
Yeah, well, I think age doesn't matter. It's just a limiting belief. But in terms of law, it's just a problem for me at the moment. But anywhere else, it just is no problem. But for this reason, financial things, it is a problem, age.
That makes a whole lot of sense. Okay. Yeah, no worries, man. And I like how you said that it's nothing but a limiting belief. That's a fucking cool respect. Yeah. So, I know you sent me some videos, which is fucking sick. How did you get into dating? How did you get into, like, have you just been naturally good with women since you were like...
Yeah, I would say that, but when I just started out, I was really much into programming. I still love it, but I became kind of this introverted guy, and I lost this ability, my natural, and then I regained it because I found this topic, and then I was practicing, and I had some really fast results, and that just felt so awesome that I was like, okay, there are guys out there that are doing that. And then there was one guy, he reached out to me and he said, I don't know how to do that, I'm not really motivated, and could you maybe help me out? And then spontaneously I just decided to coach him in the city, and we went out, I coached him, and he was super happy, and that made me super happy, and I was like, oh damn, that feels so good, I want to coach people now. And then I started reaching out to clients on Facebook and started coaching over the phone, mentoring. And that just feels good. And I feel like that I'm very, very, really, really driven to do that. Like I have this power, you know.
That's dope. Let's try to get you some fucking clients on this call. So what do you think, what's like the number one, you know, for me, the number one thing that comes to mind for like guys is like approach anxiety. So what would you say, give me your take on approach anxiety and how you deal with that.
How I think about approach anxiety.
And for everyone listening, all you guys listening, like as a dude, what we mean when we say approach anxiety is you see a girl that you're attracted to, you like, you think she's hot, you want to go talk to her, but you fucking don't. So that's what we're talking about, and he's going to say some bomb shit right now.
Yes, so I'm just not going to really go into the details, but the thing is that just some reasons, some guys just are too much in their head and they're like overthinking the situation. They're like calibrating before going to the girl. That means like you see her, as you said, and then you're thinking in your mind, okay, what is she doing? How does she look? Does she look happy, or is she close, or is she open, or is she with her friends, or... This is calibrating. So you're like, how does she feel? And if I'm going over there, what will happen? Will she like me, or etc.? So these thoughts, they automatically come up to you when you're seeing that. And you have to be aware of that. And then right afterwards, there will come, how do you say that in English? It's you will complain and you'll find excuses to not do that. You'll find, okay, she doesn't smile really, so she's probably unhappy, and if I talk to her, she won't like it, so I'll leave it. That's an excuse.
You mean like you can fucking reject yourself before you even talk to the girl?
Yes, exactly. Like you're seeing her and you're judging her right away. You're like, okay, she looks like this, so I can't do this because of blah, 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 blah. You will always find a reason not to do that. And I still do that. I will find reasons in my head, but I'm aware of this. I see, oh God, my brain is finding fucking excuses. And I'm like, okay, damn. So there are excuses means that I'm kind of afraid of doing that. But that means for me, that's the right thing. Like I'm using this fear of going over to talk to her as my guide. I see, well, okay, now there's pressure coming up. I see this girl, she's hot. And I see, I don't really want to do that because it's kind of unnormal. And then I'm like, okay, fear's coming up, let's go. And then you're really having fun while doing that. At the beginning, you can use this 3-second rule, for example. I like to do that, just counting down 1, 2, 3, and then go for it. And but you have to be aware of this fear coming up of what could other people think about me, for example. And every time you see that excuses coming up, fears coming up, use it as your guide and do exactly that's what you're afraid of, approaching the girl. And you shouldn't have problems, man, anymore. That was just like crash course, but I hope you get the point.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, the fucking crazy thing about this is like, we, you know, in my past, I remember one time, my first time ever going to the club, you know, I just walked around the fucking club like about 5 times in a row, just didn't talk to anybody, then went outside, felt like shit, like even borderline suicidal because I was such in a bad place and like so much self-attack. I remember sitting down on the curb, like smoking a cigarette, and I was smoking at the time, I've since quit. And then I like leaned over to this girl and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm just like, I was like, all right, maybe I should just tell her what I'm feeling. And maybe that's it. Yeah. So I did that, which is actually a really good thing. But the place it was coming from was like, I told her like, oh, I'm really in my head. Like I just was walking the club, first time going to the club. But it was in a way of like telling it to her, but then checking to see like, did you like that I told that to her? So it was just totally fucked. She hated all of it. She just didn't even respond. She just got up and like walked away. And then I felt more like shit. I was like, fuck. It's crazy that guys, if you approach a girl that you see that you like, I think you're fucking boss. I think you're amazing. I think you're fucking winner. You're fucking champ. If you approach the girl, she blows you out. She rejects you. The thing that I think about in that situation is, well, number one, she doesn't even fucking know me. Like, she doesn't know my life story. She doesn't know what I've been through. She experienced fucking 20 seconds of Dante. And then I'm now going to take that situation and go, oh my God, I'm such a piece of shit because she didn't instantly suck my dick. Like, it's kind of insane. When I think that, that's like my frame of mind. Like, it's kind of fucking insane. So like, if you approach this girl, you know, you do what he's saying, you feel thoughts come up, you feel the emotions like, oh fuck, you know, people around, I'm in a fucking supermarket. If you just go approach the girl, and even if nothing, if it all goes terribly, all the people turn and laugh at you. She says, you know, fuck you, go fuck yourself. It's just, oh my God, like all the spotlight's on you. In that moment, you should reward yourself for the fact that you did what 99% of guys would never fucking do on a daily basis. Just like, see, and then just like, oh, I'm a loser. I have no dick. I'm not going to approach this girl. And then just go on living a shitty fucking life. You've stepped out of that percentage and you've talked to this person that you like.
Definitely.
Don't take your part. She doesn't know you. Like, you're a champ by doing that.
Yeah, loved what you said. That would be the next point. Like, think about what could go wrong. What will you lose from going over? The one thing you'll lose if you're not going over, you'll regret it. You will think about it the whole time. You'll be down. As you said at the beginning, you walked around the club 5 times and you feel shitty afterwards, which is actually good because then you're falling down. At some point, you'll kick your own ass and get up and do it because there's this anger coming up like, I want to approach. No, no, no. Which is actually good because then you have this kick in the ass and you start approaching. And now think about what will you lose if you approach her? What could happen? She could slap you in the face. Well, you won't die. And that's the worst thing. I've never seen that. I've never heard anybody who got this slap in the face. Dude, but
what's your worst rejection story?
Like my worst rejection story was actually yesterday. There was this girl and I walked over to her and I thought she was really cute. But I tried to talk to her and to open to her, and she didn't speak a word of my language. She was just talking Russian, and I could only understand German and English. And so I was like, and she was just with her fingers like, go away, go away, go away. That was really horrible, because horrible, like, that was my worst blowout. But normally it's just like, you get like, I don't want to talk now, nah. But yeah, well, actually there's no real rejection, I think, because you did it for you and not for the girl. You just give her the opinion, the opportunity to get to know you. And if she does not want to, it's this way, but you overcome your fear and you did something nobody else would do, or just a few people. Well, and that's the point. I think the moment you go over to her and you open to her, you already won the whole thing. That's all you have to do. And everything else that follows, like an interaction, a hi, and maybe a kiss close or whatever, a date, that's just like a bonus, like an extra thing you can get.
Hell yeah. I mean, if you guys listening, if you just made this, you're fucking like a rule, like you just rule this shit in your life. Like, okay, anytime I see a girl I'm attracted to, I don't care if she's perfect. Like if I see her, I'm like, I like that. If you just made it a rule to go talk to her, and then afterward, just reward yourself like instantly after, you know, whatever the fuck happens, it goes well, cool. It doesn't go well, cool. If afterwards you just made it a habit of like, okay, approach her, whatever happens, happens. Afterwards, just reward yourself and go, you know what? I had the fucking balls to do that. Like, I had the balls. Yeah. Like, I went for something that I wanted. You just made this and not worked on any, like, other part of the fuck. If you just made this a habit, your life would dramatically fuck.
Yes, it will immediately change, I can tell you. Because when you don't go over her, you will always think about, oh, why didn't I do it? I'm such a pussy, etc. And if you do that one time, you'll feel like, yes, I can do that. I had the balls to do that. And it's just such a great feeling. Even if there is no outcome ever, but you learn from it, from rejections, you can learn a lot. And you just did it. And that's the point. That's the whole point. Just doing
it. And they make the fucking rejections make funny ass stories, as you just shared with us.
Yeah,
I think that's
funny. So I can just to show you, I can show you something. I was out with a friend and we did a double set. We approached and two girls and with two guys, and I just talking was starting bullshit, and he totally freezed out and he was standing there like this and couldn't talk anything. And then afterwards, when we talked about that, we were just laughing about the whole thing. And we just had a ton of fun from just getting massive rejection. And yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Dude, I fucking love that you just said that. And real quick, sorry to interrupt you, but real quick, like everyone listening, listen to what he just said. After, like, his friend freezed out, whatever. But like afterwards, they had a laugh about it. Now, I want you to paint a picture of you and your fucking friends, how you will be out in a mall, you'll be going to get food, fucking In-N-Out drive-thru, and you'll see a girl, and it'll be like this unspoken thing, like you guys maybe will comment, make some laughter, but nobody will talk to her. Or even worse, you don't say shit, like nobody says anything. Would they maybe see her and they go, oh, revert your eyes, we can't do that because we're too fast to do that. You don't even get the story out of it. You don't get shit out of it. You just like... You just sit with your fucking loser friends, like not approaching.
And you all think you're a pussy, and you.
And nobody's saying anything. You're just like, oh, just like, no, we're all gonna suck together. And nobody calls each other out. That's probably one of the worst fucking things ever, man. Like just the vibe in you telling that story is fucking awesome and hilarious. And like that potency, that the fire, the spark, whatever the fuck you want to call it, everyone listening. You have a certain power that comes from going after what you want that carries over into other areas of your life. Like
yes.
You can see it. You can see when someone is like a man of a fucking or a woman of fucking action, or they're not. And it's very, very apparent.
Yeah, definitely. I love what you said. Just think about that. It's not just about this picking up thing and getting more girls in your life. It's just changing your whole life. If you're just doing this one thing, like crushing your fear and really doing that. And what you said with laughing with the friends, I just can say it's totally true. And when, for example, I one time and went over to a girl and approached her and was super busy around. And then it was super funny. I was rejected heavily. But afterwards, there was a guy I didn't know, a stranger, just came in and he was like, "Dude, you had the balls." And then he was like, "Dude, can you show me what? How did you do that?" And he is just, the guys around you, they will have so much respect. Because if there's a pretty girl, every guy will notice it. And every guy will be like, "I don't have the balls to approach her. I don't want to do that." And then there's like, one guy getting...
Like, fuck those guys, like, just the self-respect.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just so, like, you have to think about that. Do you want to be this person always looking there and seeing other guys doing some sick stuff? Or do you want to be the person that just goes for what you want and just crushes this? You have to make the decision for yourself, I think. And just start with one time and then make it a habit.
Well said, man. Well said. So, like, how many girls to kind of, because we're painting some good, really fucking good points, and you're doing a fucking phenomenal job of this, to kind of give people an insight into, like, the world of people who actually have sex and not where they are of the people who don't have sex on this island of complaining and, like, feeling like shit and not getting what they want. So,
yeah.
How many girls have you been with?
Like, you have to know that I just started out like 2 months ago,
mm-hmm.
and in this time, my
those videos phone, you sent me were fucking crazy. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, you have to know that there's so many guys. Oh, for example, last time I went out with a guy. He's doing this for 1 year, and he had 1,000 approaches. He was counting, which is, yeah. And he was like, "How much do you have?" And I was like, "Dude, not nearly half of it." And then we're talking about how do you approach and how much girls. He asked me the question, "How much girls out of 10 do you close?" And I was like, eight, nine. And he was like, "What? How do you do that? I'm closing like three, maybe two, three, four." And
fucking
then I'm
stop
happy.
Counting them then.
And yeah, that's horrible, because there are guys out there, they're doing that for counting, for their ego. Like, today I approached 10 girls. And this week, I was with 50 girls, etc.
Yeah,
and,
for the record, I'm not advocating and a fan of counting at all. I think what you should be counting is, like, are you fucking following a system? Like, number one,
yeah.
Am I approaching?
Then, or just, are you on your way?
Approach 5,000 times. Like, look how awesome it is. No. Like, have you integrated this into your, is it part of who you are as a man? That's
yes.
What's important. But you guys listening to kind of like, you know, show them that you're not just like someone who's like watched a couple videos, like you've gotten results. The videos you sent me are proof enough, but to tell them, like, you know, yeah, like give them an insight into like how many girls you've been with. Like what have you been in relationships? Have you just been like had a bunch of hookups?
No. Yeah, I'm just, this is something I have not been in relationships like in real. I had some, but this is like the kind of child dream relationship thing. But what I did is just having a lot of girls in my life, they come naturally and I have to talk to them, and this is like this abundance life. I can say like today I'll go for dinner, and then I just can't say I'll invite like three girls and two of them will maybe show up or one of them will show up. That's just awesome. And as you said, you can, of course, I will have to tell you, I don't have like 100 girls waiting there to sleep with me. I have to be seriously with you. But this is like, you can achieve in like 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 8 weeks, you can really achieve something if you just go out and approach. And yeah, you have to learn from it. As I said, like there are guys out there approached thousands of girls and they haven't learned from it. Like they approached 10,000 girls and they closed maybe 500 of them. That's not how it works.
So what got you into, like, what made you start kind of going into this? Like, what was the primary driving emotion? Because guys listening to this are like, okay, approach girls, but like, I'm scared. So like, what would you tell them to, like, get them out of that fucking toxic mindset?
Yeah, so what did get me out of it was actually I had a wrong idea. That was my first barrier. I had like, I was falling in this pickup trap. I was listening to guys on YouTube, the three quick fixes for you to attract every girl. I was watching it. And then was in this trap of pickup. It's just pickup. It's just going out and picking up girls. And that's all you have to do. And for me, what got me into this, really doing this consistently and without having a lot of fear and really, as you said, is this thing that it's connected with my whole lifestyle, with me. It's not just some techniques that gets me some girls. It's just, how am I? How am I feeling? Am I driven? Do I have a purpose? Etc. That's what first got me out. But to get you started, it's simple, taking action. This is what answers your question, maybe, if I got that right. Like, taking action really got me into this, into who I am now. Just going out and doing it. Because when I first didn't do that, I just had the knowledge, etc., and I was thinking about this and even about thinking about self-development, but that didn't really get me anywhere, and I wasn't really motivated or anything. But what got me to this point where I said, like, I want to do this, is when I did my first approaches, when I really took action.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. I was listening this morning. I fucking woke up. I just changed my whole morning schedule around to start waking up at 4 in the morning. So I woke up at 4, fucking laid in bed for 5 minutes saying, like, oh, my fucking God, I hate waking up this early. This fucking sucks. And then I got up. Then I took a cold shower, did a workout, meditated for 40 minutes. And afterwards, I made some breakfast, and I was listening to this guy talk about how fucking ridiculously, like, entitled and fucking snobby Americans are because they just have no perspective for, like, a third world country. And how there's people in there with, like, so little opportunity. He told a story about how when he went to, like, Uganda or something, this family, this guy was standing over a burning fucking tire cooking, like, this small-ass chicken with a big-ass smile on his face. Burning rubber, like, disgusting toxic smoke coming up, cooking this chicken for his fucking family of four. It just made me think, man, like, you know, you guys sitting here listening, you go to the fucking supermarket, you're in your day. I'm not even talking about the fucking club. I'm just talking about your day-to-day life when you're just at the gas station pumping gas. You go in, maybe get a fucking drink or something. You see a girl, like, the fact you're not just taking action on that, you're just letting these opportunities slip by, like, it just makes me think, like, what other fucking areas of your life are you just letting shit slip by? Like, this is this is a big red flag, like a massive indicator of, like, what the fuck, man? Like, no one came to save me. Like, no one came to, like, hold my hand and, like, this is what you do. Like, if you get coaching, sure, that's different. But, like, God isn't gonna, like, come down from the fucking heavens and, like, give you a girl on a fucking silver platter, like.
Yeah.
This is a lifestyle. Like, it's literally, you have to change who you are. Like, because I resonate with what you said about the three, you know, three techniques: talk to any girl, make her fucking suck your dick in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, that got me into dating and pickup too. Like, that was, those headlines are like, yes. And then I realized after, you know, many years of going through it, oh, wait a minute. There's no fucking trick. There's no hack. Like, it's, you have to change who you fucking are. Like, you actually have to become a high value person.
You have to do something, not just sitting there and wasting your time on YouTube. Because what I have to tell you, if you're watching those videos, all the time there will be some other stupid video, like the Just for Love gags or something like that, that just wastes your time additionally. And as
you're watching five videos and then you, like, jerk off with your fucking hand and you took no action.
Yeah.
Just waste your time.
That won't get you anywhere just watching this. So what just gets you somewhere is changing something in your life, getting a routine maybe for the morning, cold shower. You mentioned it as well. That really got me somewhere for sure, because it's this discipline thing that's like a cold approaching. It's, you don't want to do that because it's really uncomfortable sometimes, but you do it and afterwards you feel fucking great. Even if you're like shivering because you're so cold, but you feel fucking great. And that's the same when going out. That's the same when doing work. That's might very hard to do, but you have to get it done. And that's everywhere in life where you don't want to waste time and just have no outcome.
Big time, man. I made a video. I put it on unlisted. Changed it from public to unlisted. But in the video, I said something that, you know, everything I fucking hate doing in this world, coincidentally ends up being a thing that helps me change my life the most. So whether it be taking a cold shower, I fucking hate every single time I wake up, take a cold shower, I never want to fucking take one. I hate working out. I hate doing meditation. I hate doing fucking yoga. And I hate eating vegetables. I fucking hate approaching, really. But what I hate more is being a fucking pussy and not having the life I want, the income I want, the sex I want. To me, that pain is so much fucking worse. And being real, everyone listening, like, you're not going to change your life until you get to this point where you fucking hate your life. That didn't work for me. Like, that was the only way I fucking changed. Until I hit that point where this sucks. I fucking hate this. I hate who I am. I'm a toxic fucking person.
Yeah.
I want more.
I can totally understand. It's like if you're just going like this, watching YouTube videos, and your life is not going negative or positive, you'll stay in this
delusion.
State.
This fucking delusion. And,
yeah, you'll just dream and live the life of some celebrity you see on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, and you won't get anywhere. But when you're getting kicked down and you're hitting rock bottom, then that's the time when you can kick your own ass and get up. Really change something, and that is really what really gets you something. If you're like, really, you have this anger, this energy building up just from falling down, because then you know what's down and then you know how to get up, you know. But if you're just staying like this, watching your YouTube videos and doing nothing and enjoying your life in your little comfort zone,
your little
bubble, then you will stay there,
yeah,
because you don't know where's up and where's down. So you first have to fall down and see reality, get out of your bubble, get out of your YouTube and Facebook and Instagram world, and really see what reality is like and do something. And then you will make mistakes and you'll fall down, but then you know where up is, you know?
Yeah, dude, I love what you said earlier about discipline. And it's funny, I was just talking to my aunt. She's gone through so much fucking hell and you know, abuse and shit, and now she has she's a nurse. She went through nursing school, put herself through nursing school, makes killer fucking income. We were talking about discipline last night. It's funny you mention it. That's like literally the thing, man. Like, you have to have I heard somewhere, you have to have the discipline to earn your fucking freedom. Like, you can't just rely on you feeling like it or being in a good mood. Like, I 99%. That's not true. I like fucking 85% of the time don't feel like doing any of the shit that I do.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be you playing a gig on stage, like anxious, fearful, like whatever the fucking state is, like fuck your feelings and fuck your state. Just take the action, because the action is going to bring you results in the long term. So if you just commit yourself to following the action, like eventually you're just gonna, like, dude, you have the look, like I can just fucking see in your eyes. You have the look of a guy who fucking takes action and like talks to girls. Yeah. Like, that's just apparent. Like, I can just look in your fucking pupils right now and see it. It's like the calm gaze, steady gaze. I don't know if you meditate, but you have that fucking
look. Yes, I do. Look.
Perfect. You have that look. And like, you're going to desensitize, like your baseline for what's comfortable is just going to raise. Like, you're going to stop bitching. You're going to stop being in this mood of feeling like it. And, you know, 6 months from now, you make something like approaching girls just a rule. You're going to be fucking champion. You're going to be fucking champion. You're going to be a winner. Like, your life is going to, like you said earlier, dramatically and drastically change. If you don't, you're going to be like every other fucking chody loser, average fuck out there who's not getting results they want. You're going to be massively miserable. Yeah. Like, what do you think depression is? Like, depression is your body telling you, hey, asshole, like, your life fucking sucks. We should do something different. And you're just like, oh, no, it hurts. It hurts because your life sucks. So, like, go talk to some girls. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I love what you mentioned with this discipline and just doing something, even if you don't feel in the mood, because like, it's everywhere. You have the discipline to do something, even if you're not in the mood, because from doing it, you would get into the mood. So that means, for example, cold shower. I'm never in the mood of doing cold shower. I'm always hate it. But when I do it, I love it while doing it, and I love it even more afterwards. And when I'm going to approach, I hate it, because I'm like, well, it's so much easier to just sit down at my place and just do whatever I feel like just sleeping and when I'm tired. But when I'm approaching them and I have the discipline to do it, I have so much fun while doing that. And then I'm getting to the state of having fun while doing that. And afterwards, I will be feel much greater. So it's always like you first, you don't feel like it. Then you have to get the discipline to do it. And afterwards, and while doing it, you will feel like it. I don't think it's the right term, feel like it, but I think you get the point. You'll have a good feeling.
Big time. And I'd like to, that's fucking awesome. I'd like to add on to that. Like, you know, when I go out to socialize, the main thing, like, I'm not trying to get like everybody to like me. I want to find the people who like fucking love me. And you know, you should be fucking excited if someone tells you to fuck off. Cause like, okay, cool. Like that wasn't my, wasn't my people. Like, got them out of the way. Now, one step closer, you know, one person, you know, out of the way, closer to finding that person who loves you. Like, your friends should kind of think of you, like, as a fucking god. And the girls in your life, like, they should be fucking, like, honored to be in your presence. Not from, like, an arrogant, narcissistic standpoint. But I'm saying, like, they should fucking love you. Like, think you're awesome. If they don't think you're awesome, if they're just like, oh, it's okay. Or like, oh, yeah, it's whatever. Fuck those people. Like, get, you know, there's a saying. Like, one-third of people are going to love you. One-third of people aren't going to give a fuck about you. One-third of people are going to hate you. Like, when you go talk to people, find out which one they are. Like, all right, is this girl going to fucking love me? Is she not really give a fuck? Or does she hate me? Like, put your personality on. Stop fucking filtering yourself. Stop trying to play it safe. Because that confuses me. If you come up and you're just, like, kind of expressing yourself, kind of not, I don't know who the fuck you are. I'm getting, like, a sort of glimpse. But if you actually put yourself out there and express yourself, say what's on your mind, you know, even if it's, like... If you see the girl, you're anxious, you're in your head, you know, go tell her that. Go say, like, hey, I'm in my head. I fucking, you know, haven't gone out in a week, but you're cute and I had to come talk to you. Boom. Just tell her.
Yeah.
Because like, are you trying, like, if you go up and you're not saying that and you're just saying
she's
fucking lying, like, you're not being authentic. If you at least say to the girl, like, hey, I'm super anxious right now. I don't ever do this, but you're really cute. I had to come talk to you. At least you're not only are you taking action, which is fucking amazing. But you're also building the foundations of authenticity and honesty by communicating. And that's how you communicate. That's how you're, like, living your life through authenticity.
Yeah.
Honesty.
I love that.
She'll fucking pick up on your subcommunication, your body language, all that shit. She'll know when you're full of shit, you're saying a line, you're not congruent, or when you are being honest and authentic. And if you actually say, like, hey, I'm in my head, but you're cute, I want to come talk to you, and your adrenaline's fucking pumping, and you're like, oh, my fucking, I think I'm going to die, like, people looking. And you're actually being honest and authentic, she's going to love that, man. And who fucking cares if she doesn't? At least you're building, you're training yourself to do that over and over and over again.
Love what you said. I want to add something to that. That's like a trap I fall into as well. Like the thing that I want to do game, and then every girl will love me and every boy will think I'm the fucking hero and love me and want to learn from me. And that's so wrong. Because as you said, there will be the people loving you, the people just don't giving a fuck, and the people that will hate you. And you have to be aware of that. You can't just be friends with everyone, because that's a total waste of your time. You will get negative from the people that hate you. You will just stay in the state where you are with the people that don't give a fuck about you. And just the people that love you will add something to your life, and you can add something to them. And that's the key thing. That's like this idea of having standards when you go over to girls. And as you said, there will be girls, if you tell them, like, I'm so in my head and, you know, I just had to say hi. And then a girl's like, and then go away, fuck off. You will not say like, okay, that's okay. I'll change for you. And that's just stupid idea. Because then you will just get lower self-esteem, you'll feel bad.
That's my frame. Okay, cool, you missed out. Like, I'm fucking awesome. Like,
exactly. You'll just say, yes, okay, there will be girls that don't like me every time. They will always be like this. And instead you say, okay, bye, have a great day. And know that I thought you looked good. I don't like you, but have a lovely evening. And she will be like, okay, I maybe look good. She will feel good. At least you gave that to her. And then you can carry on with getting to know those people who really add something to you, and you can add something to them. That's just way, way better.
100%. Love what you said, man. I mean, Like if people aren't gonna, if they don't like you, like my in the first minute of any of meeting somebody, I'm trying to fucking like communicate as best as possible what kind of fucking person I am, because yeah. I want you to know what like exactly who I am through and through is in many whatever the quickest fucking way, whatever mood I'm in, whatever. Like the first minute, I'm trying to communicate that as fast as possible. I'm trying to be polarizing. I'm trying to, you know, not for the sake of being polarized. I'm not just saying outlandish shit, but if I feel like saying it, like I'm gonna state my real opinions about things, because I want to see like, is this person cool? Like, do I want to hang out with this person? You know, yeah. Is this girl cool? Well, are we gonna be a good fit? Not as like a fucking trick, but like, no, like, will I actually want to spend time with you after yeah. this little conversation, or and you know, vice versa, not from just like a. Just come fucking just hang out with me for no reason, but like, are we gonna get along? Are we compatible? And you know, I just really want to stress this for everyone listening. Like, you have to stop filtering yourself. Like, say what the fuck is on your mind. Say what's like really funny to you. Like, what you want to say. Not to like, don't say it and then like, look at the girl. Like, did you like what I said? Like, no. Just express it. If yeah. she likes it, cool. If she doesn't, cool. But you want to be this like this generator, like passively, you know, giving yeah. off. Who you are, this aura, this fucking vibe, and
yeah,
attract just, people who like that. And if they yeah. don't, fuck them. Like you're not that way. You're not gonna get along anyway.
Yeah, I love it. You're just offering. You show who you are and offer it, and then if the people want to buy it, the girl want to buy it. Like she can do that. And if she doesn't want, then don't waste the time with it. Because love, as you said that, like. Like, well, I want to, how did you say that again? I lost the point, but yeah, I found it again. Like, you can't really say that up front. If you have it on your mind, like, I saw you were super cute, but I'm not sure if you're this cute in the inside and if we're a good fit. So I wanted to just say hi and see if you're a good fit for me. And if we can really.
If we get along, we like each other. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And then up front, there will be girls like, and you'll immediately see, okay, we definitely don't fit together. She was cute. I tried it.
Yes. Don't fucking do what most guys do in that situation where it's not saying to you, I'm saying to everyone listening. Yeah. Don't then, when she does that, don't like try to convince her. Like, it's the difference between like fucking sales and marketing. Like, we're not trying to sell ourselves. We're trying to market ourselves. You're just trying to express your opinions, what you like, your values, what you're about, you know, the state you're in, and just be honest and authentic. If she likes that, cool. If she doesn't, don't then try to like persuade her and be like, but yeah. No, get the fuck away from that. Like, if she blows you off or rejects you, cool. She didn't see the value. She or you know, and maybe your approach fucking sucked too. Like, don't be like keep doing more approaches. Like, you'll get better over time. Like, or, and go get coaching yeah. from this motherfucker if you want to get really good. But yeah.
And actually, that's a very, very good frame. I don't know. Maybe you heard of that. The try hard guy, the needy guy. And if you're just having this frame, like you explained, Dante, that then you are not try hard by default. Like, you can't be try hard if you're saying like, okay, I'm just offering. I'm not trying to sell something and selling myself. I'm just showing what I've got. That's the opposite of try hard and neediness, because you're like offering. She can validate that and she can join you, or she can leave it. But you will be good. You will be fine anyways. You will just have the awesome life if she joins or if she doesn't.
100%. I mean, guys are fucking like, I don't even understand how the fuck they're doing this. Like, Simon, bro, they're you guys are fucking this whole frame up. Look, like. You're putting this girl on this gigantic fucking pedestal, which is terrible for so many different reasons. But one of the big reasons is like, if you're sitting at your couch jerking off, not doing anything with your life, number one, nobody's gonna fucking like that. I'm not gonna like that. Simon's not gonna like that. Fucking girls are not gonna like that. However, if you're not those fucking guys who probably wouldn't even be listening to this shit anyway, and you're actually a guy who's taking action, well, let's just paint a little picture real quick. You're taking action. If you're doing it, if you're doing approaches, you're probably taking action in other areas of life. But let's just say you're brand new hearing this. You don't know anything about fucking women. Let's say you're taking action in other areas of life. Okay. You're making money, working hard in your job. Maybe you have a hobby. maybe you're a musician, maybe you're a fucking artist, painter. You have some shit going on, some cool shit going on in your life. You're working toward goals. You're reading books. You're taking care of your health. You're eating correctly. Maybe you're doing some intermittent fasting in the mix. You have cool friends. Then you're walking up to this girl with this awesome life, and you're starting this conversation. You're expressing yourself. You're being authentic. You're fucking taking action, and you're showing you know, who you are, a piece of who you are. And you're fucking scared that the girl's not going to like, what the fuck? Like, stop putting her on this pedestal. Like, you're an awesome dude. You have an awesome life. You're fucking taking action. You know how valuable that is? You know how many fucking dudes out there are not doing that? And just, like, sitting home drinking off, fucking watching Netflix, working that fucking Taco Bell. Like, you're amazing if you're taking action and working on yourself. Like,
yes,
you're amazing for taking action and walking up and talking to her. Being authentic and expressing yourself. So, like, she's gonna be fucking pumped about that. Like, she's been waiting all goddamn day to meet a guy like you. Are you kidding me? What the, like, you're amazing. Like, stop this yeah. fucking loser, fucking chumpy. Oh my god, like, stop that shit immediately. Just start approaching.
Yeah, I can tell you, like, those beautiful girls, they will have friends, and they will see those friends are like the nice guys, and like, oh, you're so beautiful, can we hang out sometimes? And they're just trying out. And then there's this dude just randomly coming over from the other side of the street, yelling, hey, you look so sexy, blah, 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 and starting this conversation. And she's like, and she will even put you probably on a pedestal. And she will, sometimes you have to work back, because sometimes she will put you on the pedestal and think that you're too out of her league. That you're too high, that she don't deserve you, which is actually, you can say it's good, but then you have to work back. But one point I want to mention at this point is, don't do fake it till you make it. Like, you shouldn't go over to a girl and tell her, like, I'm the millionaire, and just try to show her how awesome your life is and put it to her. Don't do that. Be fucking serious. Put down facts. If you don't making tons of money, then you can tell her that I'm not making tons of money because I'm still a boy. And I don't say to a girl, hey, yes, I have a running business and I'm getting tons of money all the day and my life is awesome. I will drive there and there. That's not true. I'm like, I know where I go. And sometimes I'm just even having those funny interactions where I'm saying like, yeah, well, from time to time, I work at McDonald's and KFC, and then she will just see that's funny. And you, if you're serious, and if you're showing her that you're just an awesome guy, she'll immediately say, so this guy's awesome. He can talk with me. He's trustful. And he doesn't try to show me how awesome his life is. He's just offering him. He's just showing how awesome he is. And then she will paint the picture for herself. You don't have to tell her what kind of business you're running. Even if you do, you can just show her who you are in person, and she will paint the picture herself. She will say, oh, this guy, I believe that this guy in the future, he will definitely have this kind of business and he will definitely be successful and blah, blah, blah. She will paint the picture for you if you're just showing you the girl who you are in person.
Yeah, dude, 100 fucking percent. That's good. And like, girls are around so many fucking dudes. Like, girls and like really successful dudes, their bullshit radar is like fucking amazingly on point. Like, you're not gonna trick this fucking girl into thinking, you know, having her think that you're amazing. Like, if you're fucking just not doing shit with your life, you know, that's not attractive. Like,
yeah.
Again, it's not attractive. We're not trying to trick any girls. Like, what we're saying is we want you to start building the foundations of being an authentic and honest fucking human being, like actually a cool human being. And the way to do that, even if you don't have anything going on in your life, number one, fucking fix that. Have some cool shit going on in your life. Start reading some fucking books. Start, you know, if you want to do this, I did this last night, make a list of the top 20 things that you want to do before you die. Like, you want before you fucking die. And then the top 4 things, those are the things that you can have. And to the exclusion of all else. So the top 4 fucking things, and I got this from exercise watching a fucking video, do these fucking 4 things. Like, pursue them religiously and fanatically and say no to everything else. Those are your 4 things, and I'll give you some of mine. I want to be financially independent, have a great income. I want to have a great fucking body. I want to be a fucking stunning musician. My voice, amazing. Guitar work, amazing. Be fucking touring, have albums. And I forgot the third one. I think it was like have an apartment or something, like live by myself or whatever. But that's it. That's what I'm doing. I built my whole fucking schedule, rewrote my schedule, woke up 4 in the morning, meditated, like doing all this shit in alignment with that. So when I go to a girl and I talk to a girl, either at a fucking bar, a club, randomly on the fucking street, I'm trying to see, like, will you be a good fit for this life? And not, I'm not saying that to her, like, I mean, maybe I will, but like, I'm trying to communicate, like, I want to see if she'd be a good fit. I'm not trying to trick her and, like, telling her some false shit. I'm not saying I have $1 million, I have a fucking Ferrari. Like, I'm not saying any of that. We're not telling you to do that. But, like, we're just saying we want you to be a fucking awesome dude. I don't want to be around people tricking anybody. Like, what the fuck? Like, be cool. And if you're not cool, do the list. Figure out the 4 things you want and you will die for. You know, die to get. Do whatever the fuck it takes to get. Start moving towards those things, read some books, take some action, and then just make it a rule when you see these girls to fucking go approach one that you like. And yeah. If you're fucking anxious, tell her that. We gave you the secret right there. Whatever you're feeling, just tell her. Oh, fuck, you know, I'm a little depressed today. I've had a down week, but you know what? You're really cute. I had to come talk to you to see if we'd get along. You know, fucking, how you doing? You know what I mean? Like, we just gave you the gold secret. Like, whatever you're feeling, just tell her. Boom. We want to build the foundations of authenticity and honesty. We want you to be an authentic man and an honest man. We want you to have an awesome life doing awesome shit. Like, don't you guys want that? Like, what the fuck are we even, what are you listening to us for? What the fuck?
Yeah. So I love what you said, this thing with your four goals you want to achieve before you die and the lifestyle. And I will have to tell you, I have those four goals too, like being financially independent and being 100% free, being surrounded by the people I want to be with, only positive people that love me. And then the fourth thing is, I think, just adding massive value to the world. And so I'm 15 and I'm still have to go to school from 8 in the morning to 3 in the evening. And still, I'm working on this every day. Every day, I'm seeing what can I do in order to reach my goals.
By the way, doing all this at 15—that's amazing.
Yeah, and if you go over to a girl, you don't have to already have achieved those things. The key thing is that you know what you want and you're working towards it every day, because that itself will change you and makes you the person that will achieve those goals in some years. And the girl will feel this. She will feel like, yeah, this guy's on his way. He knows where he wants to go. He's truthful. And yeah, he's on his way. And she will feel it. You don't have to already achieve them. That's the point. You have to be on the way and you have to know what you're doing.
Epic, man. Dude, so where can people, if they're like sitting in themselves right now and they're listening to this shit and they're like, God damn, I hate my life. I'm not getting any fucking sex. This fucking blows. I need some fucking help, Simon. I need some fucking help. Where can they go to get a hold of you?
Yeah, just send me DM. And what I wanted to tell you, I just put in my story, which is very important. Connect with all like-minded people you have surrounded, because that itself will change you. Just talking to people that understand you and that understand what you want, where you want to get. That's super helpful. So just hit me up, hit you up, Dante.
What's your Instagram handle? What's your Instagram handle?
My Instagram. I'm not really using Instagram, but it's alphasimon.p.
And how about Facebook? Because that's where we met. So
yeah, Facebook, that's just Simon Pauly with a Y. And yeah, just send me a DM. It's
so they should just send you a DM, say like, hey, it's fucking blah, blah, blah. I heard you talk with Dante.
Yeah, or just send me a DM. Send me a DM with like-minded, then I know what you're up to, and then I'll try to get you really there, because I think everybody has the possibility. There are just some things that keep you from doing that. Probably you will all already have the knowledge that you have to have in order to reach those goals. Like, for example, for me, it was like this. Half a year I spent getting all the knowledge from the internet, all the free content I could get, I read it. And that didn't get me anywhere. I was still sitting there and watching YouTube videos. And I was like this guy without energy, watching in the camera, like my eyes red, etc. And that didn't get me anywhere. But when I started connecting with people that were where I wanted to be and that asked me questions that were really, really hitting me, that was like, I hated talking to those people because they always hit me right into the heart. I was like, fuck yeah, I was always faking it. I was always doing those mistakes. Why didn't I do that? And that was really get me up with mentoring. That's really, really valuable. And I think what you will need properly if you're watching this right now, if you made it till the end, till now, still watching, that's awesome. That means that you are serious of taking action properly. So just hit us up. And then we'll
Hit Simon. I'm not fucking coaching. Hit Simon up.
Hit me up.
Hit Simon up. Go fucking hit him up on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, and listen, guys, real quick to kind of chime in real quick, man, to add, like, if you were fucking smart enough to have done this by yourself, you'd have fucking done it by now. Like, you're too fucking stupid, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm fucking stupid. I have coaches and mentors too. I'm fucking dumb as shit. I don't want to waste my time for years and fucking years bumbling around, fucking in the dark, not knowing how to do shit. Get somebody who knows how to do it or is doing it better than you. Have some conversations. Give them a little bit of your fucking money so you can get some skill and some investment and some fucking value back so you can change your fucking life. Like, it's a no-brainer. So, yeah, it's time enough.
Definitely, definitely. So this is just the changing point if you're doing something, because you won't get anywhere by figuring it out yourself. Then you will have to do the same mistakes everybody else already did for you. That's just reinventing the wheel is stupid. And if you really want to get the results now, and if you're watching, then just hit me up and we'll see when we can schedule the call, and then I'll ask you those questions. I will kick you in the ass and you'll feel really bad, but that is what gets you up. I was talking about that before. This staying in this mood won't get me anywhere. So if there's a mentor, boom, you will get down and see what you're doing wrong, and you will be angry, why didn't I realize that before? And you will get up.
Dude,
and that's all you have to do.
That's the best fucking thing about mentors and coaches, man. Like, they're not there to be your fucking friend. Like, they're there. Like, I appreciate, you know, when my friends, coaches, mentors call me on shit. Like, I don't need more encouragement. Like, I'm doing that enough on my own. I think I'm the fucking greatest just by my fucking self. I want people who are gonna be like, dude, what the fuck are you doing, man? Like, what the fuck? Why didn't you talk to that girl? Or like, why are you not? Your finances suck dick. What the fuck's going on, man? You're about to be homeless. The fuck? I want people calling me on my shit. So I'm taking action. I don't want people telling me like, oh no, do less, bro. Do less. Let's just go. Let's go.
You're doing fine. That's
fuck you. I don't
perfect.
Want that. I want, I want lots of money. All right. Get the fuck away from me. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to get beaten down. That's
100%, man. Thank you for sharing a little bit of time and energy with us, my audience. You know, your audience is fucking awesome talking to you. I can't believe you're only 15 and crushing it this hard. You're going to be a gangster, bro. You're already a fucking gangster. And it's just fun, man. We got to do it again sometime.
Yes, definitely. I love doing this. And maybe next time we can do a live stream, because I've never done this. This is something I'm really looking forward to, just doing a live stream. And yeah, I would just love such challenges. So maybe next time we can do a live stream.
I'm down, bro. Sounds good.
Yeah. And
hey, enjoy your day. I'm going to go fucking get back to work, but
yes, well,
I'll
go out and meet some girls.
Yeah, please do. More, put some more, like, dude, you know, one thing real quick. One thing I've seen some other guys do is, like, if you have text messages, you know, obviously block out the name, you know, pictures like that, the flashy stuff really gets the eyeballs. So I don't know if, like, for Instagram-wise, you can post, you know, in your stories, like, text messages and back and forth.
I'll try that. The problem is that they are all in German, most of them.
Oh, fuck, so. That's right. We gotta be careful, though, with pictures and stuff, because the censorship has gone way the fuck up with, like, since people in pickup have been, like, putting infields. I know, like, a lot of companies have stopped putting out infields because there's a lot of, they've been getting a lot of blowback and flack from that, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'll have to be very serious about that. But I'll see, because sometimes I just forget if I'm in the moment with the girl I'm talking. I forget, like, shooting footage videos, and I forget all about it.
The best fucking footage, man, is just doing, like, a story with the girl and just, like, talking about something. Like, that's the best fucking – that's the best – that's the new infield. Like, just tag her in your stories and fucking be talking with her. and like, or use the puppy dog fucking filter. Like that's.
Yeah, maybe I'll try that out if I'm not too much in my head and I'm not thinking about that, because that's what happened to me all the time. Now I'm just with in the moment with a girl, I'm fucking enjoying it, and I'm not even thinking about taking pictures and videos, etc. So I'll try to keep my ass there, and I'm
epic, bro. Hey, it was good talking to you, man. Fist bump. Yes. I'll see you Boom. Later.
Talk to you later and have a great day, man.
You too, brother.
Woo! Damn, that was good. Listen, if you want more free content, head to TakeActionLifestyles.com. One more time, if you're partially deaf, TakeActionLifestyles.com. I'll see you there.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.